Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable.
Nothing is more festive than Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song. All about turkey. Love him, turkey. It's the perfect lead-in to our next guest, a special holiday edition of Food Time, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. I look forward to this so much every year. I really do. Not only playing the Adam Sandler song, but my annual chat with the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. And Butterball Turkey Talk Line lady who is with us today, nice to have Karen Wilcher with us. Hi, Karen. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. Happy Turkey Day. I like the music you're playing. It's setting the mood.
It is definitely setting the mood. You can feel pre-festivities in the air.
People. That's right. Are you ready?
No, of course not.
Well, that's why we're here for you.
Me and the rest of the world, we're not quite ready. So what we're going to do, now you guys at the Butterball Turkey Talk Line, you're open for business now, you're taking phone calls, you're answering questions online. We'll talk about all that in a second, but I just wanted to set up that we are going to kind of have an on-air Butterball Turkey Talk Line between now and the end of the show, so people can call our phone line, 312-981-7200, any questions whatsoever about preparation of your turkeys. We're happy to take your phone calls, 312-981-7200. We'll get you on, hook you right up with Karen over at the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. Are you guys still set up out in the west suburbs?
Yes, we are. We are. We're here. We're your secret weapon. We're, yes, located in the western suburbs of Chicago. However, we're here to talk to your listeners wherever they need us to be. That could be via our cookbook app on our website, butterball.com. Of course, you call 1-800-BUTTERBALL if you need to talk to us live. We're on all the social media platforms. So, hey, we want to talk to you wherever you need us because we are interested in being your secret weapon in the kitchen. We want you to host like a boss this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so, I like that spirit. I like that spirit. I've been talking. You know, this has been an annual feature on this program pretty much since we've started here at WGN like 27 years ago. And you know, back then all you could do was call into the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. And now there are so many other so many options available to connect with you to get your questions answered and to get valuable information about making your Thanksgiving successful.
That's absolutely true, because we know people are communicating in all different ways. Of course, we mentioned the social media platforms. We also know everybody's texting. Even my 80-year-old mother knows how to text. So we've got our text feature that's available to your listeners. And we also have a mutual friend, Alexa. You know, you can have Alexa ask Butterball questions, and you can have that Alexa device out on your countertop. We've loaded it with our top 20 questions that we've gotten through the years of collecting information. And, you know, Alexa knows things like, oh, how long do I need to cook my turkey for? And you just say, Alexa, ask Butterball, how long should I cook my turkey? Or Alexa, ask Butterball. So listen, we want to be friends with all your listeners wherever they need us to be.
You know what's what's happening right now, that Alexa's all over Chicago are.
Is she? Going off? Well, listen. And if they can't find the answer they need on Alexa or on our website, which is butterball.com, then they need to give us a call because we have over we're ready.
Yeah, or give us a call here, 312-981-7200. Should we jump into the calls, Karen?
Absolutely, I'm ready.
All right, let's get Karen up first here. You are on WGN. Happy Thanksgiving, Karen.
Hey, Dean, I love your show. I'm so glad you're there.
Thank you.
And Karen, thank you so much for being there. Okay, my question for you is, last year my employer, a small employer, gave us butterball turkeys as a Christmas gift, and I forgot about it for a while, and I just remembered that I still have it in the freezer. It's about 15 pounds. Is it still safe to take out and thaw for this Thanksgiving?
It absolutely is safe to take out and use. And now you have room to go buy another butterball and put that in your freezer so that you'll be ready for Christmas. Now, your 15-pound turkey, all you need to do, it takes about 3 to 4 days to get that completely thawed in the refrigerator. And you may or may not have space in your refrigerator to dedicate for the next 3 to 4 days. But you can also get that same turkey thawed out using a water bath method. And we have step-by-step instructions on our package for that, as well as on the website. But essentially, you're going to put it unopened in a container, either a large pot cooler or your stoppered sink. Put it breast side down and let that thaw. And you said 13 pounds the turkey was?
It's about 15, I believe. I would say I have a second refrigerator that I have plenty of room
for it to thaw.
So if I put it in there for a Friday Thanksgiving celebration, can I put it
yeah.
in the refrigerator
in
on Tuesday?
You get to worry about something else. So just stick that in the refrigerator and move on to the next thing on your list, because you're good to go.
I can put it in the refrigerator on Tuesday, do you think?
Yes, you can. It's gonna, like I said, it takes about 3 to 4 days to completely thaw a turkey of that size, and you have another 3 to 4 days after it's thawed before you have to use it. So for you, all you've got to do
is roll up
your sleeves. Yeah. Yes. And what's your name again?
It's Karen.
Karen.
It's Karen, yeah.
Oh, your name's Karen? Okay, I can handle that. Well, Karen, you're about to host this Thanksgiving like the boss that you are. So go ahead and put that turkey in the refrigerator and move on to the next thing on your list. Because
how do you know, Karen, from the Butterball Turkey Talk line, since we have two Karens here, how do you know when it's absolutely defrosted? Is it just feel, or is there way of knowing
Well, we don't want you to open the package before you need to start working and cooking your turkey. But, yes, you can actually just push on it, and you'll feel that it's give back. For some reason, people are afraid of turkeys, which we don't want you to be. You're not afraid of a chicken, and it's just his cousin, you know.
Yeah.
So, and it's that. Just push on the package, and you'll feel that it is defrosted. And if for some reason you look up and on Thanksgiving Day it is not defrosted and you need to get it in the oven, guess what? You can start from frozen, and we can talk you through that as well. So you just have to give us a call at 1-800-BUTTERBALL. But yours is going to be just fine.
Karen, what's your opinion on turkey bags? Like, I think Reynolds makes turkey bags.
Yeah, that's popular.
Oh, yeah. We have lots of our consumers that adore cooking their turkey in a Reynolds cooking bag, and we've for many years had a relationship with them. Now, of course, the cooking instructions are a bit different when you are using the cooking bag. You're going to, instead of 325, you're going to go to 350. You're going to sprinkle a little flour in the bag to help ensure that it doesn't burst. You're going to cut a couple slits in that bag so it has some steam. A lot of people enjoy it for the reason that it is they feel like a no-mess, little cleanup way of doing things. Yeah. Now, the downside to cooking it in the cooking bag is that you're not going to have a crisp skin. And so if that's one of the things that your family enjoys, you got to consider that. But
Be away from skin.
Yeah. What does that do, though, to drippings and such, Karen? Do you pour them out of the bag?
Yeah, you have to get them out of the bag. Yep. You have to be careful because, you know, you've created basically a huge steam chamber. So when you're opening that bag, we were just cautioning everybody to be careful not to burn yourself.
Yeah, you want to let it rest a little bit probably before you open it.
Oh, sure.
But what if you cook it in there, let it rest for a little bit, then open it, get the drippings out because you want to make gravy. And then what about putting it back in the oven, like under the broiler to brown it up? Will that work?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Nowadays, very few people are taking and presenting their bird in the dining room a la Norman Rockwell and carving at the table. So I say, you know what? Remove some of the stress from your life. You're the boss of this holiday. Carve it up in the kitchen. That way you don't have to worry about perfecting your knife skills or any of those things. But, of course, if you want to learn some of those, you can certainly look on our website, and we have some fabulous how-to videos. So if you're tech-savvy, you can have that out and have that out on your countertop. And really, if you're a visual learner, just follow along. Do what our wonderful Turkey Talk Line professionals are demonstrating.
That sounds good.
Thanks so much to both of you for being there. This is so helpful, and have a very happy
day. Oh, well, we're so happy you do. We, you know, like I said, we're here for you. We believe that you're the boss, and we're working for you this year.
There you go. Karen listener, thank you very much. Karen at the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. We'll be back to answer more of your questions at 312-981-7200 next. Talking Thanksgiving right now with the Butterball Turkey Talk Line, 1-800-BUTTERBALL or butterball.com. Karen Wilcher on the line with us. And Michael, you are up next on WGN. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Michael. Gobble, gobble.
Yes. Good morning. Good afternoon, Karen and Dean. Question I have. My son-in-law is smoking a couple turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Oh, wait. I got to do my annual smoking a turkey joke. Yeah, smoking a turkey is great if you can find rolling papers big enough.
I like it.
I do that joke every year.
Okay.
One of these years I'll learn to stop.
The question I have is, do you still have to let the turkey set for a while before you carve them?
Yes, because in the smoker, the important thing is you got it up to the safe temperature, and yes, you do need to give it a moment to rest before you carve it.
Okay.
Because you want to redistribute, I mean, in any cooking process, the juices of the turkey get stirred up, so you want them to redistribute throughout the meat of the bird, right, before you sit down and actually carve it.
Right, and then it's just a little bit easier for you to handle it not quite so hot, you know, just like any roast when you're slicing, and it's the very worst case scenario, if it's not as warm as you'd like, you can always, one of the tricks that our corporate chef uses is he keeps a stock pot of broth.
Yeah.
And reconstitutes and warms up things like that that aren't up to the temperature he needs. But I don't think you're going to have to do that with your smoked turkey. And he's cooking two of them, huh? So that's one for now and one for later. I like that idea.
Leftovers. Michael, how do you smoke your bird?
I don't. My son-in-law's doing it.
Oh, okay. Does he have a...
You know,
like
you just gave me a line and I didn't use it. I should have said, with big rolling papers.
Is it an electric smoker that he uses, or he uses a... or you don't know?
Like the big green egg kind
electric.
Of thing. Yeah. The, I mean,
okay.
People
okay.
have this.
Well, I know it'll be tasty. Yeah. I like that. And you know, the nice thing about when you use a smoker or grill or fryer, you're freeing up the oven. So whoever is making the supporting cast of recipes usually is happy about that too.
Yeah.
Right.
The best turkeys I've ever made have been on the grill, I'll tell you what. Michael, happy Thanksgiving to you. Irene, hi, you're on WGN.
Hi. Last Thanksgiving, I made a turkey. Fantastic, your butter balls are. But when you're basting the turkey, the juices got all over my oven. I wound up having the fire department over to my house.
Oh, geez.
Is there any... Yeah, everything turned out fantastic. My husband had the turkey out before the fire department got there. But what's an idea so that I don't get all those juices?
Well, you know, Irene, we find that unnecessary step to actually baste, because by basting you're not necessarily adding value, but you are adding a heck of a lot of cook time to the process. For example, if you had a 15-pound turkey, you can get that's not stuffed, that's only going to take you about 3 to 3.5 hours on 325, and basting, you're not doing anything but spritzing the outside of the turkey.
Yeah.
You're not necessarily putting any moisture under the skin. What you can do to ensure that the turkey is moist is to treat yourself to a thermometer, and you're going to take the temperature of the bird. Do you put stuffing inside your turkey, Irene? Or
I know your chefs, they don't recommend it, but I do it.
It's perfectly fine. All you need to do is make sure that you take the temperature of the stuffing in the center, and that needs to be 165. The breast needs to be 170, and the thigh area 175. So the secret is to to say that you don't need to baste is that you don't want to overcook it. So you use a time range, you use a thermometer to determine it's done, and when it's done, you bring it out. Another thing that we do and recommend to have a really pretty color is you brush the outside of the bird with vegetable oil. You also can sprinkle seasonings on that, and you just do it to your taste. And the last two-thirds into the cook time, another secret we have for keeping everything wonderful is to take a piece of aluminum foil about the size of notebook paper, sheet of notebook paper, and make a tent out of that. And then you just hang that over the breast, almost like a sunscreen,
right.
And it keeps the breast area moist while the rest of the bird is getting up to temperature.
Right. Because the breast is going to cook quicker than the
because
rest.
Because it sits up higher in the pan.
Yeah.
So that's the main reason. But the basting, I know it's something that we inherited from our moms or our grandmothers, but we found that in our test kitchens here, you don't need to do it. You're just adding time. You're not necessarily adding value.
Yeah.
And
especially if you're,
I say that from skill,
yeah.
Because I am a graduate of Butterball University.
Right.
We all have to matriculate through that, and that involves us doing
sure.
Work in the test kitchens.
All kinds
on
of
that
experiments,
day.
Especially
mm-hmm.
if you inject.
And Irene, we don't want you to have to invite the fire department next year. We want you to relax and be the boss of your Thanksgiving this
year.
Go. So use a thermometer, use a guideline of the roasting times. You can find some more of that information on our website and on the package.
All right.
And, of course, call us, 1-800-BUTTERBALL.
Thank you very much, Irene. And we'll be back with more calls for Karen Wilcher from the Butterball Turkey Talk Line in a minute.
WGN Sports, it's the Blackhawks in Minnesota later today. Our pregame with Chris Bowden's at 4:30. Tip-off at 5 o'clock with John Weideman and Troy Murray on 720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. And, of course, tonight the Bears play Minnesota at Soldier Field. Two helpings of Hamp OBN Cause.
See what you did there?
How about that?
Your little Thanksgiving reference?
Yeah,
a little
right.
Clever thing, you.
Actually, I credit Roger Badish for that because he was saying that earlier this morning.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's where I get it. That is not my original comment.
Well, you know, if you're going to steal from somebody, go for it.
Yeah, that's right. Two helpings with Hamp OB and Cause. We have a pregame appetizer from 3 to 4:30, and then a postgame entree and dessert between 10:30 and 12 midnight here on 720 WGN.
Ooh, what a ham
and
you are.
WGNRadio.com. I've been told that
Ooh,
many times.
What a
times.
Turkey. Who you jive turkey? To take the words from Fred Sanford, who you jive turkey?
WGN traffic. We have some slow spots on the Kennedy, Eisenhower, and the Stevenson. We'll talk about the Kennedy first. 30-minute trip now from O'Hare to downtown inbound, 15 minutes in the express lanes. Outbound on the Kennedy, downtown out to O'Hare, a half hour there. The Eisenhower, a 31-minute trip from Route 390 into the old post office, 20 minutes from Mannheim on in. And on the Stevenson, outbound between Lakeshore Drive and the Tri-State, a 30-minute trip there. We have several accidents in the suburbs also. Watch for an accident in Orland Park at 135th and Southwest Highway. In Tinley Park, we have an accident at 127th Street at Route 59. That's an accident with injuries there. And in Oakbrook, still an investigation underway into an accident at Butterfield Road and Fountain Square Drive. And for personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. A partly sunny afternoon. The clouds are starting to move out downtown here. It's getting a little brighter, high in the 30s. Partly cloudy, cold overnight, low around 20. A sunny morning for tomorrow, but the clouds on the increase in the afternoon. Still highs in the 30s for tomorrow. 34 now at O'Hare, 36 at Midway and the lakefront.
I have such a taste for cranberry sauce.
Mmm, I love it. I love it. Do you like the real thing, or will you go with just what you get in a can?
I like
the cranberry.
I like can.
Yeah,
I'll tolerate can.
But when you have the
but when
real
you get
thing,
a homemade
tart cranberry flavor
with some orange zest in it, No. Oh, love some of
now
that.
You're right having now. Going. Yeah.
You know what I could go for right now? Turkey sandwich on sourdough bread.
Yep.
With some stuffing and homemade cranberry sauce.
Yeah. You could. Yeah, that's right. I would go with that. Turkey with on white bread with mayonnaise, maybe some cheese.
Oh.
Maybe some cheese.
Maybe some cheese.
Yeah.
No, I like the stuffing and cranberry sauce sandwich.
Stuffing and cranberry sauce sandwich.
Turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce on a sandwich. The greatest sandwich in the history.
Oh, you're done.
It's the greatest sandwich in the history of
sandwiches. You're done for the day.
Yep.
You're done for the day.
Yeah. Call it a day.
This is our food time segment, isn't it? That's why we're talking food.
I'm telling you.
I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and these are the stories that matter on 720 WGN.
Our food time show today is a special pre-Thanksgiving visit with the Butterball Turkey Talk Line lady, Karen Wilcher. Karen, how's that sandwich sound to you? Pretty good?
It sounds really good to me. I like mine like that, but I put one extra layer on there. I like cream cheese on mine.
Oh, that would make it
and
even
that just,
better.
And that just sets it off perfectly.
Oh, that holds everything together.
And then you're in a nice food coma watching some good watching some good football.
What's your favorite?
Or not, or letting it watch you, whichever.
Yeah. What's your favorite turkey leftover recipe?
Well, you know what? I have so many. I like the sandwich that you described. My son really likes turkey salad, so I'll make a version of turkey salad. The other thing that I like to do with the carcass, I like to make a turkey tortilla soup.
Oh.
So, listen, by the time Uncle Tom leaves my kitchen, it is nothing left for him. No bones, no waste,
nothing.
No nothing.
There's not a piece of yes, meat left on that carcass. Yeah,
absolutely. And you know what? We've got several different cool recipes that your listeners can use that are featured on our website. So, again, they just got to reach out to us because we don't want this to be stressful for them. We don't want them to worry.
Exactly.
We want to be their secret weapon. We want them to host like the boss that we know they are. Because I know you guys have Thanksgiving swag over there, right?
Look, we have Thanksgiving swag?
Yeah, you have some swag. Yeah, I bet you set a great table. You're a fabulous host.
Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean. Yeah, you couldn't be more wrong with all this.
No. Oh, I couldn't be more wrong. Well, in that case, you need us. You need to give us a call.
I'm looking to go someplace where I can go in my sweatpants with an elastic band. So, you know, I can.
Oh, well, yeah, you need a little room. So for all that turkey you're going to eat, you're right.
Exactly.
Sans belt sounds about right to me.
Sans belt is even better.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to get as many questions as we can here before 1 o'clock. So here's a text for the Butterball lady. I would like to make the turkey the day before. How can I do it so it stays fresh and juicy tasting?
Okay, well, without a doubt, you can make your turkey the day before, but what we don't recommend that you do not put that whole turkey in the refrigerator, and that is for food safety reasons. What you want, you have basically two options. Once you make your turkey, you need to break it down into the four big muscle groups, and then you can reheat it in the four large groups, or you can actually carve the entire thing up. And a good way to do that, you carve it, and then you take the slices and you put them in a pan in a shingle style so that they're overlapping each other, and then you'll reheat it the next day. Either using some broth or some homemade stock or gravy. And the good news is if you do it that way, you are even further ahead in your holiday game because you've got your turkey cooked, you've got it carved up.
Yeah.
We have a video on our website showing you how to carve. But that's a tip that a lot of people like to use, especially if you're juggling one oven and you have to stagger the cook times for all your other sides that you use.
Right, yeah, freeing up a lot of oven space. This is Cameron on WGN. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Welcome. What's your question?
Hi, yes. I was wondering on what would be the best way to make the turkey, you know, for us millennials, and considering that I know I'm not much of a cook. And
This will be your first turkey?
Yes.
Oh, this is like a new Hallmark special. A millennial's first Thanksgiving.
Oh, man. Well, Cameron,
I have to go get some
tech savvy.
I have to go get some tattoos and piercings first. Wait,
well,
I have to do my millennial first Thanksgiving first.
Well, I feel confident, Cameron, if you are a tech savvy person, that you can either get on our website, pull it up on your tablet, and follow along if you're a visual learner. Are you a visual learner?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's do this, because the answer to every single question is go to the website and you can learn some more. But I would like to get some actual information here.
Okay.
Cameron, well, how many... Wait, hold on. Cameron, how many people are you having over?
About five.
Okay, so how big of a turkey, Karen, does she need?
Okay. Cameron, are your friends and family big eaters?
Yes.
Okay, so count on about 1.5 to 2 pounds of turkey per person if you want to have a generous amount of leftovers. So that would be the first step.
Okay, so now you need to defrost your bird. We've already talked about that, so we're not going to go into the whole thing again, but make sure you're thoroughly defrosted. What's her next step then, Karen?
Her next step is she's going to scratch her head and say, how do I want to prepare this? Am I going to roast it? For a first-time cook, oven roasting is probably the easiest way to do it because, again, that's kind of a no-tin cooking procedure. You get it in the pan, and the bird and the oven are going to cook itself for you. I will say this, Cameron, make sure that you get a thermometer because that's another secret weapon to use. And you're going to take the temperature in the breast area and the thigh area. Do you put stuffing or dressing inside your bird?
Oh, she's never done it. She's never done it before. So let's make it simple. It's probably simpler for a first time to do it out of the bird, right?
You know what? Either way, it's not hard to do it. At all.
Food safety wise, it's probably safer to do it out of the bird if it's your first time doing it.
Well, again, as long as you have the thermometer, that's okay. What's going to help you to be food safe. So
right.
It's more or less a taste preference. And a lot of people like, are you trying to emulate your family's style in the sense that you're trying to do it like your mom or like your grandma, or are you trying to strike out on your own here?
I'm trying to strike out on my own here.
All righty. Well, good for you.
All right.
All right. Well, no tattoos on the bird, okay?
Will do.
No tattoos on the bird. What I would like to see you do, Miss Cameron, because I know you're going to be fabulous at that, snap a picture of it and share it with us on one of our social media sites.
Oh, yeah.
You and your crew. You and your crew. I want to make, you know what? Make sure you put that you host it like a boss this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that must be a slogan with you guys this year.
It is.
You keep
it
mentioning
is.
That
it's
over
all,
and over. So, Cameron.
It absolutely.
Yeah, it's you know what, Cameron? It's really, it seems much more daunting than it really is. You know, if you follow the directions that are on the package or go to their website, you know, super simple, you know, basic directions are all there. This is Jonathan next on WGN. Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm out here in Minnesota, and I left my turkey in my trunk overnight.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if it's still safe to cook. I mean, it was below freezing at that point.
Was it frozen when you left it in there?
It was frozen when I left it in there, and
how is it right now?
It's frozen.
It's still frozen. So it's okay, right, Karen?
Yeah, it's okay. It's especially you're here in the Chicagoland area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Minnesota.
You're where? Oh, Minnesota. Oh, well, it's even safer then.
Even more so. Well, but we will ask you this. Please take it out of the car, put it in the refrigerator. Because it's a little less variance in the refrigerator. And plus, you need to get it thawed. And I guess in Minnesota outside, it's probably colder than your refrigerator.
Jonathan, thanks for the call on that. Real quick, a texter asking, what are the basic steps of deep frying a bird?
Okay, the number one thing the person who wants to deep fry their bird needs to realize, that needs to be a turkey that is completely, I can't stress this anymore, defrosted and thawed out so that it's not frozen. You want to make sure that's completely thawed out. Number two, you want to make sure you're using a oil that has a high smoke point, such as peanut oil. And then three, follow the manufacturer's instructions. Do you know if you're... your listener is using an electric fryer propane? Well, either way, I would make sure that they're in a pretty well ventilated area to do so. And the good news is it's about 3 to 4 minutes per pound when you're deep frying, and so it goes pretty quickly. Yeah. Don't recommend using a super large turkey. You need to make sure it fits into
the vessel,
the fryer that you're using.
Yeah, the vessel.
Exactly.
I did one for the first time a couple of years ago. It was delicious.
Oh, it is really good.
It is absolutely delicious, but it's a lot of work with the oil and all that stuff. You got to
really challenging.
Yeah, I just go back to regular roasting in the oven. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more with the Butterball Turkey Talk Line lady coming up next. WGN.
Effusive praise for a Big Bears win.
This could be very special year.
I have the feeling like everything is falling into place for the Bears.
Maybe too much praise.
Hey, put the ether can down for a second, cuz.
And you can always count on Ham's opinion of kickers.
I wish I would have grown up in this era where you fail miserably and everybody gives you a fist pump. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I'd be on the sidelines wanting to stab him.
Ham, OB, and Cause. This week, the best Bears pregame and postgame. It all starts Sunday at 3. Before Bears Vikings on WGN Radio, sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
When you think celebration, think champagne. The barrel-to-bottle team tastes through 6 sparklers from around the globe, including Aubrey Le Nombre d'Or, Louis Bouillot Cremant de Bourgogne, Schramsberg Blanc de Blanc, Segura Vidas Heredat Brut Reserva, and a pairing of Fossetta Prosecco and Bollinger Special Cuvée. Plus, stick around for the Q&A segment when the team offers their favorite Friendsgiving wines. Download and subscribe to Barrel to Bottle, the Binnie's Podcast. Search Binnie's on WGNRadio.com, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and iTunes.
How much do you need to save for retirement? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, founder of Edelman Financial Engines. The question's simple, but the calculation can be complex. How much you need to save for retirement depends on how much income you want, what outside sources you'll have, like Social Security and pensions. And here's the good news. You don't have to guess. We can give you the answer. For more than 32 years, we've shown people just like you how much you need to save for retirement and how to invest it. And now's your chance. Call us for the personal financial advice and investment management services you need with local offices to serve you. At Edelman Financial Engines, we're happy to help you whether you have a little to invest or a lot or anything in between. Come see why thousands of folks just like you rely on Edelman Financial Engines. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Sometimes the thought of being in your warm and cozy home is what gets you through the day. But what happens when you get home and there is no heat? Who do you call for fast, reliable service? 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, you can consider it done when you trust the experts at ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Book your appointment today at 4abc.com and consider it done.
Celebrate the holiday season this year with Goodman Theater's joyous production of A Christmas Carol. The heartwarming story of Scrooge's discovery of kindness and empathy has enchanted Chicago audiences for over 4 decades. Chicago Parent calls Goodman's production a magical night of holiday theater, and the Chicago Tribune says it never fails to touch one's soul. Performances run November 17th to December 30th only. Get tickets for A Christmas Carol today at goodmantheater.org.
Enjoy the warm Mediterranean ambiance of authentic Greek dining at the award-winning Greek Islands restaurants. Their extra virgin olive oil, seafood, wines, herbs, spices, all imported directly from Greece. Their meals are delicious and healthy. Some of my favorites, the whole Mediterranean sea bass, the baked chicken rigonati, homemade gyros. And with the holidays approaching, it's never too early to plan your party. Private party rooms available at both of their locations. They will do your catering, so all you have to do is pick up the party trays and serve. Since 1971, the Greek Islands is Chicago's first choice for great food and reasonable prices. Parking is free at both locations, 200 South Halsted or in Lombard, 300 East 22nd Street. Greek Islands, America's most popular Greek restaurants. Karen Wilcher, the Butterball Talk Line lady, is on the line with us today, answering your questions on our text line. Karen, we've got somebody saying, what's the best way to reheat mashed potatoes if I make them a day ahead of time?
Well, I like to reheat my mashed potatoes either using some hot stock, like chicken stock, or also you can warm it up using some heavy cream or milk, and that adds a little moisture to it.
Okay, so simple as that. So you can.
Yeah.
So do you leave the milk or the liquid out from the day before, and then add it while you're reheating it?
You're basically like reconstituting it. You're just adding a little more a liquid to it.
Okay.
Are they whipping it? Do you? Well, I guess you don't know because it's a text.
Yeah.
But so assume that. You know, they've gotten a little stiff, so all you're doing is adding a little more moisture to it, and either with some stock or cream, depending on, you know, if you have dairy issues, and then I guess you should use the stock.
Right. And whatever you do, don't use a food processor while you're doing it, because your mashed potatoes will turn out like glue. Here's Robin.
No, I like to hand. Do you hand mash yours?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I still do. Yeah, since I still have my teeth, I don't mind chewing.
I like them a little lumpy, even. That feels old-fashioned that way. Robin, real quick, you're on WGN.
Okay, please help. I tried to make dinner early this weekend, and I took the turkey out too soon. I don't think it's done. I took the dressing out, but there's blood here by the leg where I tried to cut it. What am I supposed to do with this turkey now?
Well, at this point, Miss Robin, I mean, I'm assuming you didn't use a thermometer to check the temperature. Did you use a thermometer by any chance?
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, and your guests aren't there, so you have a chance to redeem. You need to run that back in the oven, because sometimes you will see some discoloration, and it's just a little bit of a drip, but it sounds like you undercooked it a bit.
So you want to get it back in there and get the thermometer reading should be what?
Yeah, that would be the best case scenario.
Thermometer reading should be what, Karen?
165 for the stuffing that's in the cavity. Breast is 170, and then the thigh area is going to be 175 to 180. All is not lost. You still can. You do not panic. We are here for you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Robin, thank you very much
for
your
kind. Thanks for calling us.
Karen, thank you very much for joining us today. People want more info, 1-800-BUTTERBALL or butterball.com. And I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Karen. Thank you for joining us.
I will. Let us just give us a call because we'll be around. We're working on Thanksgiving. Are you going to be working Thursday also?
I'll be working on expanding my waistline, if that's what you mean.
Okay, well, this is one of those holidays where more is more.
Thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate it. Karen Welcher, the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. Actually, on Thanksgiving, we'll be on the holiday parade downtown first. You'll see it on WGN-TV. We've got our Bozo Gar and Ray special at 11 o'clock on Thanksgiving morning. And then we're doing another one of our WGN Family Classics Thanksgiving evening at 6:30. We're showing Tom Hanks's Big. So whatever you're doing on Thanksgiving, put on WGN-TV and join me for some really fun family programming. Our Food Time segment today brought to you by the Greek Islands Restaurant. Mm.